Hello, everybody. Welcome to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Bermanology. Today, we are talking to our first 2024 prospect on the show, and I think it's a good place to start because this young man was probably the most impressive quarterback prospect I've ever seen at an Ohio State one-day recruiting camp, and he's making his second trip to Columbus this week. So without further ado, let's get talking to Jaden Davis from South Carolina, North Carolina, all those Carolinas.
Jay, yeah, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Appreciate you having me on.
I'm always confused because Fort Mill, South Carolina, where you are, it's basically Charlotte, but it's still South Carolina. And I'm a lifelong Toledoan, right? And so Toledo is right on the border of Ohio and Michigan. But I know it's Toledo, Ohio. But with Fort Mill, I mean, it's basically a Charlotte suburb, right?
Yeah, like if I drive 20 minutes this way, I'd be in North Carolina. So they really should just call South Carolina, North Carolina, just the Carolinas in general, just one, make it one big state. But yeah.
Look at that. We're solving problems already, Jaden.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of driving lately, right? I mean, you've been in the car a lot this summer, the month of June, a lot of places that you were on the road. This past week when the recruiting dead period ended, your first visit was to Penn State. Tomorrow or today, or Wednesday, when this airs, you're going to be heading to Columbus for the second time this summer. Why was it important, Jaden, for you to get back to see Ohio State again?
They continue to show interest, and really, it's a chance for me, my father, to get up there. He wasn't able to get up there last when I came earlier in June, but the work schedule and stuff like that. So really, being able to get up there with him and continue to build that relationship with Coach Dan, Coach Dennis, is a big thing for me. And seeing that they make me a priority recruit. So just getting back up to Columbus and meeting up with some of my friends that are already on the current roster right now at Ohio State. So I'm looking forward to a great time.
Jaden, did you expect all this? I mean, your summer, obviously, you knew you were going to go see a lot of these big time schools, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia. You got offers from Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia, heading into your junior season or sophomore season. I'm sorry, heading into your sophomore season, which is even crazier.
Yeah.
Has that hit you, like all this opportunity that's coming? Have you really been able to process what that means for your future?
I really try not to think about it. All of it's none short of a blessing at the end of the day. Like when me and my dad sat down before before recruiting opened back up with the COVID and NCAA stuff, we had our five schools that we wanted to visit. And it seemed like as soon as June hit, that opened up a lot more. I got to go out to a lot of places. So stuff like that, but I didn't picture it getting this big. I knew probably they wanted to see me in person since I already put out some varsity film and stuff like that and see if everything was the real deal and then stuff like that. But I probably didn't picture it being this big because it seems like every other day I'm at a different school. But it's been a fun experience for me and my family.
Let me ask you, I mean, knowing that you're getting all of this experience now, does it make you feel like you're closer to a decision, or I'm not certainly anytime real soon, but does it help speed up that process because you know pretty much in advance that there's these four or five schools that you're ultimately going to be deciding from?
Right. Definitely. My older brother, I was with him when he went through the recruiting process. It wasn't on a much bigger scale or as big a scale as this is, but just seeing how to weed out some of the stuff, and college football is a business at the end of the day. But definitely being as young as I am, getting the experience, I kind of get to see how everything develops and what coaches are saying, how they're going to make stuff happen, to see if they can actually make that happen. Being a 24, some schools are building new facilities. They'll be open by the time I get to college and stuff like that. So it's really an advantage for me because I get to see everything happen. Happened from my vantage point and stuff like that. So it's really cool being that I'm not like a 22 or something like that where I'm going to school next year in January and stuff like that. So I get to see how everything progresses and develops.
There's also the flip side of that where a lot of these schools, you could be talking to coaches right now who won't be there in 2 years. And, you know, how do you start to separate what's really important on these visits? I mean, is it just trusting? Obviously, Ohio State, you know, unless something crazy happens, Ryan Day is going to be the head coach there. Right. Same with Alabama, Nick Saban. I mean, eventually, I guess he'll retire, but it seems like he's getting younger. It seems like he's getting younger every year. So, you know, you're talking about some of the schools in the country that have the most job security of any head coach. But is that why it's important for you to get this relationship with Ryan Day built up and maybe, the head coaches as opposed to the assistants?
Definitely, because I mean, college football coaches change. It seems like every day nowadays with the contracts, and they have to take care of their family at the end of the day, so you can't fault them for that. But definitely, I want to go to a place where it's a stable environment. I know who my coach is going to be for the 3 or 4 years that I'm at the university. And it's not always about coaches for me. I mean, just like the town in general, a great education. My mom's always been no ball, no book, or no books, no ball, and stuff like that. So just a great institution. And then obviously stability with the coaching staff and a bond with the teammates where you just get that home feeling. So coaches do play a big factor, but not the biggest factor in my decision.
You mentioned one of the reasons you wanted to get back to Ohio State was to hang out with some of the guys on the roster that you know. Who are those people?
Evan Pryor, me and Evan have a great relationship. And then Jacoby Cowan, I actually was at Providence Day before I came to Catawba Ridge, and he was obviously on the varsity team. I was on JV as an eighth grader, and really just a big brother figure for me and a big mentor and stuff like that. Just showing me the way, showing me how to handle my stuff off the field when it comes to recruiting and stuff like that, how to handle myself with the media. And then CJ Stroud, we've started to build a pretty good relationship. I actually saw him for the first time at the quarterback retreat out in California with Steve Clarkson. So it was a good chance to meet him. Got to catch back up with him when I was at Ohio State earlier this June. But just everybody in general on the team and on the staff.
I mean, you know, it's different for a lot of kids who are traveling around the country. You're getting to different schools multiple places a week, and it may not always feel like you're a priority, right? They're just kind of shifting you from one person to the next. What was it about that trip to Columbus that felt different for you? I mean, just the way that the coaches handled you, or what was it specifically that felt like you were being made a priority?
I mean, for one, I threw a coach day at like 7:45 in the morning, so I never had experienced that. And then they were with me. I was with Coach Dennis like the whole day. He didn't leave my side one time, honestly. They made sure somebody was with me the entire time. We watched film. He broke down how he could see it. How you could see me in the offense. He even let me drive the golf cart around campus when we were given the tour. So just certain stuff like that. I look for the small details, and I'm kind of like a vibe person, a very visual person. So I kind of felt a good vibe from them and know that they're making me a priority and want me to play for them.
You know, as you look at the rosters of these schools you're considering, obviously that's a part of it, but you have to know that 2 years from now, everything can be different. College football is changing at a really bizarre rate. Has Ohio State given an indication to you about their plan? It seems like, for me, on the outside looking in, that obviously you have Quinn Ewers committed in the class of 2022. They are in a position where they could actually skip the position in 23 probably and go get a one-year guy from a transfer and then turn the focus to you. Has that been a discussion with you at all, or is that not something that they've really delved into?
No, they were open book with that. That was obviously a question of mine, and Coach Day brought it up before he offered. Really, he obviously told me about Quinn. Me and Quinn have a good relationship. I also met him out in California at the retreat, along with Caleb Burton. He was actually my roommate out there. But yeah, they told me. Obviously, I knew what their situation was with Quinn, and then he felt like I could sit behind Quinn for a year and then go in, and this team could be mine my sophomore year, or if I redshirt, I don't know how that would go along, obviously, but stuff like that. And he told me, like, no 17-year-old kid is probably ready to, or 18-year-old kid is probably ready to start a game at Ohio State, because if you go in there and crap the bed, that then people don't forget that, stuff like that. So he told me Joe Burrow sat, 2 to 3 years before he transferred to LSU. Dwayne Haskins sat, all the greats. When you look at it, Patrick Mahomes sat behind Alex Smith. So I have no problem sitting and developing, just as long as I'm getting developed by the right people.
One of the guys that started his sophomore year at Ohio State was Justin Fields. And that's, you know, when I watched you at Ohio State last month, I felt like I saw a lot of very similar things. And then talking to you after the camp, you mentioned that you guys share a lot of the same trainers. Right. So, and a lot of the same physical characteristics with your size. How is it that you and Justin have been sort of, you know, how are you measuring yourself against what he's done? And how do those trainers, Quincy Avery's, Ron Veal, those guys, what are they telling you that they see out of your upside and potential?
Well, with the trainers part, I worked with Ron Veal one time. It was a great experience down there, going back to Georgia and getting some work with him. But I worked with Quincy Avery a good bit. My quarterback trainer now is Anthony Bill in Charlotte. But Quincy, we don't really talk about the Fields comparisons, honestly. I mean, I've heard that we have pretty similar throwing motion, stuff like that, but he really tries to just focus on me as a player. Everybody's different. But like Justin, I've said this before, Justin was my favorite college quarterback. I mean, I watched every game, just the way his body moves, just the way he can make certain throws off platform, on platform, the way he carries himself off the field. We're both originally from Georgia, so that may play a little bit of part in that as well. But just certain things like that. And there's just a certain charisma about him, a certain way he carries himself that I look up to and I watch a lot.
Now, did you get an opportunity in the meetings with Ryan Day to see what sort of separates him, I guess, as a developer of quarterbacks? I mean, is that something that you as a young guy, but you're perceptive. I mean, you're obviously articulating the idea about the quarterback position pretty well. Do you see what makes it different, or do you feel it? And you did say you're a big vibe guy. Like, do you feel that vibe?
Definitely. I mean, when we were in our throwing sessions, he was telling me stuff. You know, there are certain schools that, like, you go there and they toot your own horn and tell you what you want to hear. But he gave me some tips to work on. He showed me the reel. And even with Coach Dennis, I mean, we watched so much. That was probably the most tape I watched at a college ever. We watched the Clemson game when they lost. We watched a lot of practice film, seeing what separated guys like Justin. Just from the mental reps of the side of the game, and just like how he would finish every play with a 15-yard scramble after the drill. So just certain stuff like that. But you could definitely tell that just with Coach Day's track record, how he develops quarterbacks and how every quarterback that's come through his system has developed pretty well.
You know, you are, as far as I understand, the only quarterback in either the class of 2023 or the class of 2024 that's going to be attending this barbecue at Ohio State on Thursday. Does that mean something to you, or is it just it's a coincidence that no one else could make it, or, you know, how do you feel about that?
Oh, that's probably a reason I feel like I'm a priority as well, that they're making sure that they know that I know that they want me as a player and as a quarterback. So that played a big factor. So I think me and Quinn will be up there actually together. So that'll be a cool experience for me and him to hang out again and stuff like that. But That definitely showed me a lot when Coach Dennis said he wanted to make sure I was the only 24 or 23 to get back up there quarterback-wise.
You know, obviously, as I said, there's a long way till you have to make a decision. But, you know, the quarterback is sort of the Pied Piper of a recruiting class. And as you start to see all these young guys, you saw what happened in California with Malachi Nelson making a commitment and then saying, hey, I'm going to recruit every single receiver in the country to go to Oklahoma in the class of 2023. Do you start to look way ahead, Jaden, and say, hey, maybe I'm going to set a deadline in my mind of being done by, you know, January 1st? Or how do you see that playing out for you?
I haven't really thought about, like, decision times or anything like that, to be honest. But I definitely see how the quarterback's the first to commit, and then he just brings who he wants. Because everybody wants to be with the best quarterback in the country. So just how – when a quarterback commits, everybody kind of flocks to that certain program. So I definitely see how I could influence a school with that capability. But I haven't really thought about a certain deadline when I want to drop, like, top schools or commit to a certain school. Just kind of waiting it out and weighing out all my options, being able to see everywhere that has shown interest in me.
Well, one of those schools is Ohio State. You'll be back there this week. I hope you have a great time. And I really appreciate you taking some time on this afternoon to talk to us with Letterman Row. And good luck traveling. Good luck with the season coming up. Hopefully you get a chance to go through a season, stay healthy, and keep driving that bus forward, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you guys having me on.
No problem. That's Jaden Davis. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Bermanology on Letterman Row. Thank you for watching.